In a joint statement issued late on Monday, the Troika countries of the United States, United Kingdom and Norway expressed concern over the weekend violence which left dozens of civilians killed and several others wounded. The Troika also expressed condolences to the families and communities of those killed in the violence. In an audio statement shared by the U.S. Embassy in Juba, the United States Ambassador to South Sudan, Michael J. Adler, called on the transitional government of national unity to de-escalate the violence.
We call for calm and restraint and urge all those in a position to influence the communities involved to take all appropriate steps to prevent further escalation and push for an end of the violence.
Ambassador Adler says the Troika is particularly concerned about reports by the United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei, or UNISFA, of the presence of South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, in Abyei. He says the presence of SSPDF forces in Abyei threatens the region's demilitarized status.
We renew our calls upon the transitional government to urgently withdraw its troops in line with its commitments under the 2011 Status of Forces Agreement.
In March this year, Daniel Adekera, the UNISFA spokesperson, confirmed to VOA that forces from South Sudan and Sudan were still present within the Abyei box, violating the 2011 agreement between Sudan and South Sudan. The agreement mandates UNISFA forces to carry arms and provide security within the Abyei box. The Abyei box hosts 60,000 people, mainly from the 9 chiefdoms of the Ngok Dinka. The disputed region is an oil-rich area located between the border of South Sudan and Sudan. Both Sudan and South Sudan claim the area as their own. The international community has placed its management under the offices of the two presidents of Sudan and South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.